वहीं पर विष्णु महाराज ने अपनी बेटी के लिए सुंदर राजमहल बना दिया था, जिसको कंदर्प कुंज भी कहते हैं। वहां पर राधा कृष्ण की बहुत सी लीलाएं हुई, शायद उसका वर्णन उन लोगों ने किया है, अब उसको दोहराने की जरूरत। और लोगों ने भी बोला ठीक है, तो स्थान हमारे संप्रदाय का बहुत गौरव है। बहुत से ब्रजवासी लोगों का, उन लोगों की धारणा है कि राधा और कृष्ण के साथ में शादी हुई थी, अभिमन्यु के साथ में शादी हुई थी, ऐसा नहीं मानते वो लोग। ये समझते हैं कि खंडीर बन के साथ पास में राधा और कृष्ण की का विवाह हुआ, किंतु विवाह नहीं हुआ, गांधर्व विवाह हुआ। ब्रह्मा जी ने वेद मंत्रों के साथ में गांधर्व विवाह कराया। यदि विवाह होता तो राधिका जी अपने ससुरालय में जाती, वो तो कभी ससुराल में गई नहीं, जावट भी किस लिए रहती थी। यदि विवाह हुआ तो कृष्णदास सभामा रुक्मिणी इत्यादि से विवाह में उनको 10-10 पुत्र एक एक कन्या हुई, तो यहाँ पर भी उनको बच्चे होते। जब वो हंडीभट में गांधर्व विवाह हुआ, उस समय कृष्ण भी बच्चे थे, राधिका जी भी बच्ची थी, गोदी में नंद बाबा कृष्ण को लेकर के गोचारण देखने के लिए जा रहे थे। मेघ चारों तरफ छा गया, अंधकार हो गया, और साथ ही साथ में देखा कि छोटी सी कुमारी राधिका जी आई है और ऐसे हाथ प्रसार करके हाथों में ले गई, इसलिए विवाह संभव बन रही है। ललिता इत्यादि जी का कृष्ण से विवाह हुआ, उनका भी विवाह किसी से भी नहीं हुआ। ललिता जी के पति का नाम दूसरा है, विशाखा जी का पति का नाम दूसरा है, रुक्मिणी के पति का नाम दूसरा है, इसलिए ये पार्टी के अवतार रोग से इस लीला को विशेष रूप से आस्वादन करने के लिए। यद्यपि राधिका जी और गोपियां कृष्ण से अभिन्न है, अलग नहीं है, और ये गोपियां कृष्ण ही है, लीला के लिए राधा जी के रूप में प्रकटित है, और ये गोपियां राधा जी की काय रूप है। इसलिए जब पात्र में तत्व की दृष्टि से तो उनकी ही है, किंतु पार्टी भाव में रस का उल्लास होता है, इसलिए सभी गोपियां उनकी पार्टी भाव, ये केवल जावट में ही भाव। इसलिए अन्य संप्रदाय के लोग जाते हैं, किंतु वो शायद वह जानते हैं कि नहीं, मुझे पता नहीं, किंतु हमारे संप्रदाय के लोग जरूर जाते हैं, और सत्ता की दृष्टि से। तो आप लोग अजावट में गए, वहां पर कृष्ण ने कैसे राधा जी कृष्ण जी का राधा जी का मान भिक्षा किया, किस प्रकार से कृष्ण एक बॉक्स में बंद होकर के गए, वो भी अपने पति के सिर पर चढ़ करके लेकर के गए वहां, किस प्रकार से सुमन सखा को भेजा और राधा जी को सुमन सखा बन करके और वो कृष्ण को भेजा। कर ये सब बहुत प्रकार की लीलाएं हैं जिसको विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती साधु जी ने चमत्कार चक्र का में वर्णन किया है और भी लीलाएं उनकी वर्णन। इसके बाद में आप लोग कोकिल बन गए थे, कोकिल बन में दो कुंड है वहीं पर कृष्ण कुहू करके सवेरे शाम हम लोगों ने पाठ प्रवचन किया और कल व्रत पूर्ण हो जाएगा, हवन किया जाएगा और जो चीजें नहीं चलती थी टमाटर बैगन लौकी बरकटी वो सब चीजें कल से चली गई। किंतु एक बात याद रखती हुई फाल्गुन महीने में नवद्वीप में परिक्रमा, इसके बाद में ज्येष्ठ के महीने में या अषाढ़ के महीने में रथ यात्रा का होता है और फिर कार्तिक में ये कार्तिक व्रत और कहीं कृष्ण के धाम में जाकर के वहां की परिक्रमा इत्यादि करते थे। मैं भी उसी प्रकार से समस्त भक्तों को बुला करके उनको कुछ घड़ी में चांदी देने के जैसा बुला करके तीन तीन महीने के अंतर में बुला करके उनको भजन में प्रवृत्त कराने के लिए ये सब आयोजन करता हूं, जिससे कि अपनों का चित्त दुर्बल न हो जाए, सब समय भक्ति में लगा रहे। कभी कुछ दुर्भागा लोग इसका लाभ नहीं था, इसलिए हमने जो कुछ कथाएं ज्ञापन की है कृष्ण का गुणान पाद जो वर्णन किया है उसको अपने हृदयों की शैली में लेकर के जाएंगे और उसका चिंतन करेंगे कि क्या क्या कथाएं हुई वो पुस्तकों के रूप में लिखी हुई थी उसको भी पढ़ेंगे। इस तरह से भजन करते हुए आप लोग कृष्ण की कृपा की प्रतीक्षा करें। कल पंडा जी के लिए मिठाई नहीं दिया था, प्रणामी नहीं की थी, वो लोग कुछ प्रणामी दे तो अच्छा है, जैसे कि अंत फलाओ तो सब फलाओ, दोस्त आज नॉट गिव एन डोनेशन फॉर पंडा जी गोवर्धन पंडा ओ विश्व क्राइस्ट मीट में सब
Showing the group of Alekhav with the intention to kill Krishna, but telling him they ran up the Alekhav would run away and they were killed by Sri Krishna there. Kaleer means pond plant. Kaleer Bandhu. Also there is the Bhajan study of Sri Lokanath Goswami. He went there to inform Arjuna to Vrindavan. That place was very uninhabited and solid place. And there on the banks of Krishna Kund, somehow or other he maintained his life and day and night engaged in bhajan. There is one big field which is accepted as a place of Radha Krishna's Rasa-lila. Then we went to Yavat. Yavat is a very important place in our sampradaya. Srimati Radhika and her friends are married there and live in the houses of their fathers-in-law. She rather Krishna's marriage was ready to be fixed with Yogamaya at the last moment arranged Radhika's marriage with Abhimanyu and Ananda Manjari's marriage with Abhimanyu's brother, Dhruvman. Yogamaya made Abhimanyu a eunuch. Therefore, Vishwan Maharaj built for his daughter a very large palace. And this place, Jalad, is very important in Asnabradaya. Especially in Vrindavan, many good Vasis consider that Radha and Krishna are married. They do not accept or understand Radhika's marriage with Abhimanyu. And in support of this, they give evidence of Radha and Krishna's marriage at Mandirabad by Chakramukh Brahmaji. But really, this is not marriage, this is only Gandhava marriage. Otherwise, if Radha and Krishna are married, why is Radhika staying in Yala? Why is she not staying with her husband in Nandigaon? Then why is her life moving in Satyabhama? Has she not had 10 children with Sri Krishna? Therefore, at the time of Gandhava marriage, both Radha and Krishna were small babies. Therefore, where is the question of marriage at such an age? When Sri Nandabhava went cow grazing, being afraid of a storm, he saw a small Radhika and gave Lady Krishna a hand in her hands. Therefore, where is the question of marriage? The Lisa Vishaka and the other Asasakis are also not married to Krishna. Their husbands are others. Therefore, Yogamaya arranges that the gopis are married with other gopis in order to nourish Parikiras, or the unwedded miller. There is no difference between the gopis and Krishna, and the gopis are simply bodily expansions of Srimati Radhika. Whether other sampradayas go to Yala or not, because as I cannot say, but it is definitely a major place for our sampradaya, and we should try to see it with the proper vision. We should have probably heard how at Yala Krishna came disguised as a yogi to beg the mind of Radhika, and Radharani emptied her plateful of ingredients on Krishna's head. We heard how Madhya Yashoda was filling a big box full of ointments for to take to Radhika, and Krishna emptied out the ointments and hid in that box, and Abhimanyu carried him to Srimati Radhika's room. Today we heard how sometimes Subhadra comes inside and changes place with Radhika so she may go outside to meet with Sri Krishna. These are all explained by Sri Krishna Chakravarti Thakur in his books, Chamakara Chandrika. Then we went to Kokilaban. There are two big kuns there. And there Krishna used to call in the voice of a quail. Srimati Radhika asked Kuku and asked permission from Jatila Kutila. I want to go and see that astonishingly sweet singing Kuku. Then she went out and met with Sri Krishna. We went to Baitan, where there is various assemblies of topics concerning Krishna. There at Chandrakahari, Krishna played his flute, and the rocks melted in ecstasy, because the rocks were soft when Krishna stepped in them, and the footsteps became very deep. There we saw where Krishna played the part of Sesh. At that time, that kund is now called Kiyat Samudra. At that time, the water was very sweet, but now it is somewhat salty. Today we ate puris three times, therefore tonight meal will not be necessary. Therefore today is the final day of our 4 months of Chaturmasya, or at least our 1 month of Kartik Vrata. For what reason are we maintaining these vratas? We are maintaining them for the pleasure of Radhika. For her happiness, we have chanted in a very structured manner different asikams like Dhamma asikam, etc. And every day we have heard 2 lectures of Krishna Katha. Also, today and tomorrow is the appearance of a plant and other forbidden foodstuffs. Therefore, like my Padma Gurudev, or like our Padma Gurudev, he used to do every year 3 fixed parikrams in Navadvipa, Dham, Jagannath Puri, the Tamil Rath Yatra, and this Kartik Vrata. The Prabhupada said, following his footsteps, I am also trying to follow in the same manner. That everyone's mind should not be weak, their hearts should not become overwhelmed by desires. They should come here and have their engine wine patient wound up, like putting it in and wind up and go. So we should keep all this having this heart in our heart. And not only that, we should think and remember it. And we should also read the books of all this having this heart, so it remain fresh in our minds, and we can be remaining kind towards God. And today is, the Govardhan Pandit. Everyone knows that God given something, can try to do something. Some gave yesterday, but many have not given. They all can do something for our Govardhan Pandit.
Hare Krishna. So, tomorrow is our last day. So many devotees leave India and go their own country. So we were about to say goodbye and to Pranam to Gurudev Kendu now, and tomorrow morning we will come in class. And there are some initiations also. So initiation will take place tomorrow 9 a.m. After that, we have to say, clean head, everything. So request if you want to just not push and request, why I'm making just now, I want to take darshan of Gurudev. So requesting them for all, they can do Pranam now, and tomorrow morning and we will come in class and chant them that. One more thing, as I have requested as before, the devotees, they are leaving country, so about 40 Brahmacharis going for Bengal preaching for Navadi Parikrama, so it will be fair if they donate their sleeping bag, bus ride, and etc., which is helpful for preaching for the devotees. One more thing, everybody wants that we will go for Darshan and Nihaya, but due to mental illness health, and allow that so many devotees, maybe after this mission, kindness for you all, but if I think I have to do it another way, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, short announcement. What is that short announcement? 3 passports are still with us. One is belonging to Manuka from USA, one is for a Russian lady who knows Kayani, and one is for a devotee from Italy. Please pick up your passports, otherwise you will have to stay. Today, as you all know, every day we are chanting Damodar Ashtakam today, the wonderful translation of the Sanskrit. On the brink of time, so you can take it with you to your countries, and every day, again, you can recite and study a beautiful commentary of Srila Sanatana Goswami's original commentary, and also Srila Gurudev's added comments, and Srila Bhakti Pratyamaji Srila Maharaj's commentary. So please don't take this book before you leave. There are many copies for your family. Oh. Sometimes 50%. We don't have the price yet, but around 100 rupees.